Good afternoon, students. Today I will discuss the monoclinic system. As you know, the monoclinic system includes all those crystals that can be referred to three unequal axes, two of which are at right angles and third makes an angle but not a right angle within the planes containing the other two axes. The C axis is always vertical, B axis is at right angles and it is also called ortho axis. A axis is inclined to the plane containing B and C axis and it is also called clino axis. The common symmetry classes of this system is the normal class gypsum type. Now comes on normal class symmetry. So there are one plane only, one axis of two-fold symmetry only, and a center of symmetry. After symmetry, I will discuss about forms present in monoclinic system. So there are four forms present in this system, that is pinacoids, prisms, pyramids and domes. Now I will take it one by one. As I told you about the pinacoids, that it is an open form of two faces in which each face meets one of the crystallographic axes and being parallel to the other two axes. So in this system, three types of pinacoids are recognized. Now first is a pinacoid, that is also called orthopinacoid. And the symbol is 1-0-0. That means each face cuts the A axis and is parallel to the other two axes. Next is B pinacoid, which is also called clinopinacoid. And the symbol is 0-1-0, which means each face cuts the B axis and is parallel to the other two axes. Then third is C pinacoid. It is also called base, having symbol 0-0-1. That means each face cutting the vertical axis. Now second form is prism. As I told you that these are the open forms of four faces in which each face is essentially parallel to the vertical axis. Like pinacoids, there are three types of prisms are recognized in the monoclinic system, that is unit prism, ortho prism and clino prism. So we will take it one by one. The first is unit prism, having symbol 1-1-0. So it is an open form of four faces in which each face is cutting A and B axis. Now second is ortho prism, having symbol HKO, where H is greater than K. These are also open forms of four faces in which each face is parallel to the vertical axis and meets the A axis at a greater length. That means H is greater than K. Now third is clino prism, having a symbol HKO, where H is smaller than K. In this, each face is parallel to the vertical axis and cuts the ortho axis, that means B axis, with the smaller intercepts. Now third is pyramids. So pyramids are closed forms, and in these each face meets all the three axes. So in this system, there are three types of pyramids are recognized: unit pyramids, ortho pyramids, clino pyramids. So first is unit pyramids, having symbol HHL. That means each face cuts all the three axes at assumed axial ratio. Second is ortho pyramid, having symbol HKL, where H is greater than K. in which each face makes a small intercept on the ortho axis, that means B axis. For example, 3, 2, 1. Now third is clinopyramid, having symbol HKL, where H is smaller than K, in which each face makes a smaller intercept on clino axis, that is A axis. Example is 2, 3, 1. And the fourth form is domes, which is an open form of two faces, each face meeting the vertical axis and the parallel to one of the two horizontal axes. So in this system, two types of domes are recognized, orthodomes and clinodomes. Now first, orthodomes, having symbol HOL, that means each face is parallel to the B axis and cuts the other two axes. Now second is clinodome, having symbol OHL, in which each face is parallel to the A axis and cuts the other two axes. Now examples of monoclinic minerals are gypsum, orthoclase, pyroxene, agate, hornblende, mica. So these are some important minerals of monoclinic system. So this is all about the monoclinic system. Thank you, students. Good day.